Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Now this video, well, it started out being about some banking family talking about the banning of sheep in the UK. That was the idea. It was going to be based on this. DEFRA advisor says UK should get rid of all sheep. How are you going to do that? These people are deluded. The sheep have got to go, according to Ben Goldsmith. I was going to talk about this. I was going to say how Ben Goldsmith, brother of the former Conservative MP Zach Goldsmith, said sheep are the principal obstacle standing in the way of meaningful nature recovery in Britain's national parks and other agriculturally marginal landscapes. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, let's get rid of all the sheep. While you're at it, ban cows, goats, horses. What about cats and dogs? They breathe, don't they? Yeah, let's get rid of them as well. It's all absolute nonsense. It's all garbage. I was going to go into detail about the Goldsmith family, how they are a multi-million pound banking dynasty. Original name was Goldschmidt, German, but they changed their name to Goldsmith, a bit like the royal family changing their name, which was also German. How they are neighbours and rivals of the Rothschild family. Their history is interwoven with them. International merchant banking since the 16th century. How they all sort of intermarry. All of their connections. Royal family, Princess Diana, etc, etc. I was going to make a whole video about that. Then I thought, nah. I've talked about them before a few times already. And I just thought, why bother? Because in the end, yeah, at the end of it all, when all is said and done, in the grand scheme of all things, they are nothing. Money means nothing. They are irrelevant at the end, right? Sheep, of course, been around for thousands of years. But now, hey, let's ban sheep. You can't ban sheep. Absolute fools. Sheep ain't going nowhere. It's just rich people mouthing off in public, attempting to give the impression of power, attempting to impose their will onto others, the opportunity to do this being given to them due only to them being rich. They are pretending to be gods. And of course, they are anything but that. Their words are irrelevant. These people believe that money is all important. They surround themselves with goods, with opulent belongings. They live in castles. They live in mansions. They own corporations, businesses, banks. They award themselves medals. They can buy anything they want and use their privilege to control others. They may have a giant excess in physical goods, but they are woefully deficient in the spiritual. They may surround themselves with material possessions, but that's because they are complete strangers to the ethereal. It is this lack of the spiritual which results in their greed and obsession with buying people and businesses and accumulating power through wealth. It's the lack of the spiritual which makes them continuously express themselves outwardly, imposing their will on others, as opposed to looking inwardly and reflecting on what and who they truly are. They are insecure. They have no faith in themselves because they know that their position in the world was not earned. It is not on account of their virtue. It is not on account of their talent. Their position is purely down to the fact that they were born into a rich family. Their attempts at controlling the world are futile because God is in control of everything. And deep down they know this. That is why they try to distract and delude themselves by surrounding themselves with the material, by buying more and more things to distract themselves and to make them feel and seem more important. They manufacture a world around them with money to blot and block out the truth. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Look at the Queen. Where is she now? Decomposing slowly in a lead coffin. What good are all those castles, all of those jewels, the billions and billions of pounds? What use are they to her now? You can't take it with you. It's not important what you leave behind. It's what you gave to others and the selfless good that you did when you were here. And that's what you're going to be judged on. That's what you're going to be remembered for. And when all is said and done, at the end, that's all that is going to count. No matter what you have or haven't got. I personally believe everyone has an innate spiritual calling within them. Those who ignore this calling try to fill that spiritual hole with something else, usually material things. And the super rich, they are totally consumed by the material. That's why they measure how rich you are as a symbol of their status, of where they are in the pecking order, in their make-believe hierarchies. And they talk of banning sheep. Come on, I've talked about sheep on here before, how the alternative media has made it seem that being a sheep is bad. The media tell you a goat is good, as in the greatest of all time, the G-O-A-T. But it's the sheep that get saved, and it's the goats that don't. Sheep are interesting in that they really need a shepherd, yeah? They are entirely dependent on the shepherd for everything. They require constant care and watching over. So leaving them unattended, it can put them at risk and it can greatly endanger their lives. Without a shepherd, sheep are prone to, you know, wandering off from the flock. They can get lost. And there's a good reason for this. They're hardwired in the brain to follow one another. It's natural to them. Without a shepherd, sheep can follow each other off of a cliff. They just follow each other around with no thought of danger in mind. Without a shepherd, their wool overgrows as well. It becomes matted. It becomes real heavy, dirty, and then it becomes infected with parasites. This infects them with diseases. They can also be attacked by predators. So sheep, domestic sheep, they need a shepherd. You have the parable of Jesus as the shepherd and the people being his flock. As it says in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, no, this is a parable. It doesn't mean that you are a sheep. What it means is that the situation is similar to that of a sheep and a shepherd, right? It means that people have an innate, inherent spiritual calling within them. And people these days attempt to satisfy those inherent spiritual urges with various things like New Age stuff, like yoga, like meditation, like crystals, or buying things, spending money, living in a material world, shopaholics, maybe people obsessing over their work, workaholics, alcoholics, doing drugs, all kinds of stuff. And also, and this is key, they are always looking. They are always looking for someone or something to lead them, something to follow, someone or something to believe in. When I've done videos about people in the truth movement and I say, well, I don't trust this one and I don't trust that one, then people say to me, well, who can we trust? Who can we follow? If this person's not legit, well, who is then? And I don't answer, because the simple answer is, I don't trust any of them. Especially now, there isn't a single one, especially if they show their faces. I'm more inclined to semi-trust them if they keep their faces away from the camera. But these comments, right, are like urging me, you know, they're asking me to say, well, who can we follow? Who can we trust? They don't realize that what they are doing is they are naturally, inherently searching for a savior, right? Don't you know there is one in the Bible already that's mentioned as being your savior? You've forgotten about that one? I don't show my face on here because I want you to focus on what I'm saying, not on my face or what I'm wearing or what's in the background. I don't want recognition. I'm not sounding a trumpet like the hypocrites do. As it says, Psalm 146, do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. Psalm 118, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. And so, you know, people generally inherently look to follow others. This is why the satanic media give you so many false idols, whether it's celebrities, influencers, Elon Musk type characters, presenters, alternative media people, social media, TikTok twats, etc., etc. It's because they know that people inherently look for someone to follow, like the sheep who need a shepherd. And they have trained the public over the years to follow man-made scripts and groom them to think that the Bible and Jesus is a fairy tale. And then that innate spiritual drive within them, that people, you know, the drive to follow the true shepherd, it's been wiped out. It's been wiped from their minds, from their memories. Yet the innate spiritual drive is still there. So what they attempt to do is they attempt to, with the help of the media, they attempt to redirect the masses and that spiritual innate drive to these false shepherds, these false media idols. The traffic is redirected to them instead of following Jesus as in scripture. And that's why the sheep are so scattered. That's why the sheep are all over the place. Why they are so confused. Why they don't know their ass from their elbow and don't know what they are doing. That's why when you go online and you look at the comments, people are arguing with one another about every little thing. And that will probably transcend into the real world at some point, because they are following hired hands. They are following hired shepherds who do as they are told and don't care about the sheep. They are there to mislead. They are there to confuse, to divide, to distract, to corrupt, to act as white noise and to block you out from the truth. And this is explained here in John 10, 11, 17. And it explains it pretty well. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not," he doesn't own the sheep, he's been hired to look after the sheep, "seeth the wolf coming, and he leaves the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches the sheep and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling." He's hired to look after the sheep and he cares not for the sheep. "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore the Father loved me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again." Okay? That's all from me on this. As I said, this video started talking about worldly things, but from now on, I'm going to try and follow this example from the Bible. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. As always, thank you for listening and for your time, and I will see you later.